This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for John Hockenberry. Michael Jackson's death is, of course, causing shockwaves around the world among fans. But now we're going to go to the United Kingdom, where Michael Jackson's fan base is so strong he chose London as the venue for his comeback concerts. Those concerts were going to start in just 2 weeks and would have been the first time in over a decade that Michael Jackson had appeared on stage. Chris Hawkins is a presenter on the BBC's Digital Music Channel 6. He is joining us now. Chris, why was Michael Jackson going to open his comeback concert in the UK? What was the draw of the UK for him?
It seems, Catherine, like it was safe territory for him. His fan base here is enormous, as big, I would say, as it is in the States. 750,000 people bought tickets for the shows, which, as you said, were due to start in 2 weeks' time. And it really is, the atmosphere here in the UK is really quite subdued. Everyone is talking about the fact that Michael Jackson is dead.
So if we use the phrase shockwaves, that's not an overstatement from what you can see.
I was first made aware of this news last night. I was leaving a pub, and it's something that will stick with me forever. I was leaving a pub, and a car just pulled up in the street, wound down the window, and just shouted to the group of us that were leaving, Michael Jackson's dead. And that will always stick in my mind. It's such a big deal. It was such big news that the driver of that car felt the need to share that news with other people.
Now, we know that Paul McCartney has released a statement within the last hour on his website. Tell us what he said, and also describe a little bit the twists and turns of that relationship.
Yes, of course. They duetted together, and Michael Jackson, of course, famously bought the Beatles back catalogue, and we'll never know the real details about the relationship between the two of them, but Paul McCartney has said that it's so sad and shocking. I feel privileged to have hung out and worked with Michael. He's a massively talented boy man with a gentle soul. His music will be remembered forever, and my memories of our times together will be happy ones. And Paul McCartney, just one of the hundreds of musicians in the UK paying tribute to Michael Jackson.
To get to a more temporal moment, and that would be, what about the people who bought tickets to the concerts? Do they get their money back? What happens?
Yes, it's going to be a complicated process, of course. 750,000 refunds will need to be issued, but the arena where Michael Jackson was due to play, the O2 Arena, have said now that everyone will get full refunds. But you know what? I don't think any of those fans would want the refunds. I think everyone wanted to see their hero, that everyone was excited. There was a real buzz building. There was a sense of nervousness that Michael Jackson wasn't prepared yet for these concerts. And the latest rumours were that he was only actually going to perform for about 8 minutes of the whole show. He would actually only be on the stage for about 8 minutes himself. Despite that, everyone was geared up and getting excited about the prospect of seeing him play live. And it probably would have been for the last time in the UK.
All right. Chris Hawkins, thanks for that picture.
Thanks, Catherine.
Chris Hawkins, he's a presenter on the BBC program BBC 6 Music.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.